This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 16. Tally didn't get back to the barn until Tuesday after the horse show. She'd diligently labeled and hung her ribbons in her room and felt like she'd been counting down the hours until she made it back to Cam. He had Sunday and Monday off of work, and Ryan told her to flat Tuesday, and then they would lesson on Wednesday. The door to the tack room was closed when Tally's mom dropped her off at the Field Ridge aisle. That's odd. Cam, I missed you. Tally let herself into the horse's stall as Cam lifted his head to greet her. You've got hay in your mane, she said with a laugh, picking a piece out of Cam's forelock just as the tack room door opened. I'll see you up there, okay? She heard Ryan telling someone. Hey, Tal, he greeted her as he passed Cam's stall. Hi, she replied, wondering what the closed-door meeting could have been about. Tally had Cam nearly ready when she heard something a few stalls over. She twisted Cam's reins and looped his throat latch through them in order to safely leave him in his stall with his bridle on, a school horse trick she'd learned from riding in the lesson program. Be right back, buddy, she whispered, and headed in the direction of the sound. Maggie had her back to Tally inside Pete's stall. Hey, you okay? Maggie sniffed and turned toward Tally, but kept her eyes on the stall floor. Not really. What's wrong? Tally asked. I just met with Ryan about my show goals and what we'll do with Pete over these next 6 months to see if he's a good fit. I was so excited to show in the low children's, but Ryan says he wants us to start in a 2-foot division. Maggie took a shaky breath before continuing. It's so embarrassing. I was showing in the 2-6 on Joey, and even before that on school horses. Now I have to take this giant step down because... Maggie's voice trailed off. Because why? Tally asked gently. Because I can't ride Pete. The gray horse turned to face Maggie at the mention of his name. Still looking down, she stroked his thick forelock. You can ride Pete. You are riding him, Tally said. You just have to take the time to figure him out and get to know each other better. But what about you and Mac? You guys adjusted to your new horses like it was nothing. I chip in to, like, every line. Maybe we adjusted fast on these horses, but it's not always like this. Remember what it was like for me with Obi? I couldn't get him to canter more than one long side of the ring. Maggie sniffled and smiled. I'm serious, Tally continued. Mac used to have trouble finding distances on Joey, too. It happens to everyone. Both girls were quiet for a moment. Oh, and I fell off at the first jump in my first show with Ryan. You did? But you're so good, said Maggie. Thanks, Tally answered with a smile. So are you. Maggie looked up and smiled back at her. I'm going to go up to the ring to flat Cam. You okay? Tally asked. I'll see you up there. I'm okay. Thanks, Tally. As Tally was wrapping up a long and loose flat session for Cam, Maggie was beginning her private lesson with Ryan. Tally took an extra couple of laps walking Cam on the buckle in order to see how Maggie was doing. Think about asking for your left lead now before you actually ask, Ryan said as Tally halted Cam in the middle of the ring to dismount. Think about sitting straight and keeping your eyes up before you ask. Maggie tilted her chin up as she and Pete approached the far corner of the ring at the trot. Tally noticed what a cute mover he was at the trot. Good, Maggie. Now just be mindful about where your body is when you ask. stay centered over both stirrups. Tally watched as Maggie tilted her chin up once more and closed her hip angle as Pete stepped into the left lead canter. "That's it. Good, Mags," said a triumphant Ryan. "See? You're figuring him out already, one transition at a time."
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review The Plaidcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.